This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado health officials say they're keeping an eye out for an intestinal illness that causes diarrhea, nausea, and fatigue, and has been detected in dozens of states. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
It's called cyclosporiasis. People can get it by drinking water or eating food contaminated by a parasite. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ned Kalonge, says the health department has recorded a few dozen cases for May and June, but that's not unusual.
Well, we're watching it, and I think the best thing I could tell you is that we have no indication from our surveillance that Colorado is currently involved in these outbreaks in the Midwest.
He advises people to thoroughly wash produce, including herbs. Also, cooking produce helps avoid infection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is a first for workers at Rocky Mountain National Park. They're among hundreds of National Park employees who voted in June to join a union. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
The new chapter of the National Treasury Employees Union will cover about 650 people at 12 park sites or offices in New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Arizona, Montana, and other states. Carrie Sassnett is an interim officer for the union. She works at Glacier National Park and says momentum to unionize was growing last year with cuts to the federal workforce.
People being pushed out of careers that they have invested a lifetime in. And we could see at the same time that workers who were unionized were more protected.
Workers at Yosemite in California joined another union last year, and there's an upcoming vote at Death Valley in Nevada.
Rachel Cohen reporting. This is CPR News.